And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks, and since everyone else is playing Monday morning quarterback with the election, I suppose we might as well join in. But unlike the talking heads at The View, we're going to try to keep this analysis grounded in reality. Speaking of which, Sonny Hostin has been blaming uneducated white voters for Harris's defeat, while Whoopi claims people died trying to vote. Nothing says we respect our constitutional republic quite like insulting the voters and inventing martyrs. Even MSNBC's Joe Scarborough is admitting what many Democrats wouldn't before the election, and that is the party's embrace of radical positions on transgender sports and campus culture helps seal their fate. When 85% of Americans oppose biological males competing against women in sports, maybe it's time you realize that you need to stop calling common sense bigotry. And the scale of Trump's victory is pretty revealing, and it shows some surprising shifts. Even in blue states like Illinois, New Jersey, and New York, the margins have narrowed dramatically since 2020. And as one CNN analyst noted, this is the revenge of the regular old working class American. You know, the same voters the left likes to call Nazis and garbage. And six states are challenging Biden's Title IX regulations. You know, I'm glad that they're challenging this in court, but when you need federal courts to define what a woman is, you've strayed too far from reality. And you know that old saying, elections have consequences. Well, this fight may resolve itself after January 20th. And to Delaware, who made, air quote, history by electing its first transgender person to Congress. And the media is celebrating like no one else. It's a cultural milestone, they say, though they seem less interested in discussing the actual policy positions. Maybe because governing requires a little bit more than just checking identity boxes. And in Nebraska, voters saw through the smoke and mirrors rejecting a deceptively worded pro-abortion amendment that would have allowed late-term abortions. The Thomas More Society had exposed the initiative's true aim months ago, proving that when voters know what they're actually voting for, life wins. And while most of the country with this election was sending messages about traditional values, New York doubled down by passing their Equal Rights Amendment. The measure, which erases sex distinctions in law and enshrines abortion through 9 months, some states would still rather follow ideology off a cliff rather than admitting that they might be wrong. And we wrap, finally, with North Dakota, where voters rejected marijuana decriminalization. Sometimes the old wisdom holds true, even here in 2024. And that has been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And you can do both of those things right now at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.